Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program, where you can take control of the airwaves by dialing 603-283-6160. Talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Nikki.
I'm talking about this injunction that has been granted against a law in D.C. That challenges the law itself, where apparently the law allows kids to get vaccinated without consent of their parents. And then on top of that, we've been talking about New Hampshire specifically, where apparently there's been a lot of things the legislation has done here that other places haven't done to increase specifically medical freedoms. And well, I can't remember the last time there was any legislation passed that sort of granted more freedom of any sort, much less medical freedom,
yeah,
you know, specifically. So I welcome anything that gives more freedom to individuals, more freedom of choice, more freedom to live without being coerced into somebody else's opinion. So we started this with HB 1268, a ban on localities implementing mask mandates. So like that. The next one is 1379. They've repealed the health commissioner's authority to add a vaccine to the school schedule of required shots. So apparently they have to jump through more hoops to get something added rather than just go to the health commissioner and the health commissioner go, yep, you can do that. Requiring hospitals to allow patients to have visitors in hospitals. One of the most heartbreaking things about lockdowns was specifically people in nursing homes and hospitals, or people who had to go to the hospital for some other emergency, non-COVID related, who could have no family with them at all, period. Like, basically, their family was taken into these hospitals and imprisoned in these hospitals, and you couldn't visit them. You couldn't. You could probably call them on the phone if they had a phone in their room or something like that. But outside of that, you couldn't have visitors at all, period.
Yeah, and I mean, I could rant about that forever, being someone who worked in both nursing homes and hospitals during COVID and watching people be so negatively affected by this firsthand. But I think the most important thing is people deserve to have an advocate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, even if it's not like a family person, like, you know, let's say
they
don't have any family.
Trust.
Yeah, let's say they don't have any family. They should be able to hire one.
Yeah.
You know,
it shouldn't matter if they want someone to be there with them.
Yeah.
They deserve that right. I mean, imagine how scary it is to either be like confused old person in a nursing home. All of a sudden, your daughter used to visit every day at 2 o'clock, and now you think your daughter just abandoned you. I
right.
mean, there's just so many sad, horrible things that I've seen firsthand
yeah.
from that. So I'm glad that that's not a thing anymore in New Hampshire, at least.
There are more items on this list that we will talk about. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Major Payne, who's calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Major? Major? Unmute your phone, bro. I cannot hear you. Can you hear me? Going once. Going twice. All right, well, Major, if you can hear me, give us a call back. All right, so moving on. Prohibiting state enforcement of vaccine mandates and data collection. Oh, I like that one. So I like that it prohibits a thing that has already happened, right? The state, of course, did enforce vaccine mandates. If not New Hampshire itself, then many other states did. And so this now prohibits that, and it prohibits data collection of those who do get the vaccine. It's nobody's business except yours.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the vaccine works, then why do I care if you have it?
Exactly. The next one, 1455, prohibiting state enforcement. Oh, no, that's the one we just read. Prohibiting the state and its political subdivisions from requiring a private business to have a vaccine mandate. This is something we saw in many states as the government was, of course, continuing its huge overreach into people's personal medical private lives, where they would certainly require certain businesses to have vaccine mandates. And I believe some of them still do. There was something about a number of employees. If you had more than this number of employees, why, you had to continue on with the vaccines and the masks and all that. But if you were under this, then it was okay if you didn't.
Which makes no sense.
The next one, allowing the creation of new healthcare facilities that only take direct payment, thereby bypassing the medical cartel, federal COVID restrictions, and other onerous federal regulations. Now, there shouldn't need to be a law to allow the creation of new healthcare facilities to only take that only take direct payment and bypass all the crap, all the bad guys, if you will, and other onerous federal regulations. You should just be able to do so. It should be that with any business. But I'll take it. Because prior to this, it didn't exist.
I like how they refer to it as a medical cartel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Little bit of truth there in this legislation. Prohibiting judges from using a parent's refusal to vaccinate their child as a basis for abridging parental rights. We covered a couple of those stories here on Free Talk Live where, you know, somebody refused to get their child vaccinated. And so, you know, CPS was called and that type of thing, or somehow the state was otherwise involved in violating the rights of the parents regarding their children. And so, again, a thing that shouldn't have to be written down to be understood, a thing that shouldn't need to be a law to, you know, these are all common sense things. But, again, I'll take it because these things did happen and they should be prevented from happening ever again. If this helps that, okay. The next one is to become the first state to require a patient to opt into the vaccine registry in order for his or her vaccination status to be recorded. Yes. Again, none of anybody's business. If anybody, you know, gets any kind of medical treatment, I don't care if it's a vaccine or not. This one is specific to vaccines, it seems. I wish it were more vague than that so that it could be applied more broadly. But, yeah, okay, I'll take it. And this last one. Prohibits public schools from requiring masks to attend. Bravo.
Unmask the kids.
Bravo. It's so unnatural.
I saw this video, I think it was from Arizona, and the teacher, like all the kids were wearing masks, right? And the teacher's like, today is the last day that you have to wear a mask in school.
Yeah.
And all of the kids start cheering.
Yeah, I saw
some
that.
Kids were crying. They all ripped them off. And it was just the most heartbreaking thing ever.
Totally.
That we were doing this to children. I mean, I when I was working in the hospital, like, I had to wear a mask for a little bit for, you know, sometimes like 16 hours, depending on how long my shift is. And, you know, kids are in school for a very long time, at least the length of a typical work shift. So just, like, thinking of how uncomfortable it made me as, like, an adult person, thinking back to myself as a child, how, especially, like, having asthma and allergies and all of these other things that a lot of kids have nowadays, I just can't imagine forcing young kids, or anyone really, to wear a mask all day long. I mean, it's just not safe, and it's not healthy, and it's not conducive to, like, a healthy learning environment and freedom and, you know, autonomy. It's just, ugh.
I couldn't agree more. So, in other words, the New Hampshire House vaccinated the state against most future strains of the medical tyranny virus. When will other GOP legislatures get vaccinated? The Democrats have nearly been wiped off the map in states like Wyoming and South Dakota, yet the legislatures have failed to pass a single meaningful bill on medical freedom. 603-283-6160. How free is your state with regards to medical freedoms? This is Free Talk.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back. It is Free Talk Live, nationally syndicated radio talk show, also broadcast on the internet as well as some satellite stations. The freest program that I'm aware of. I don't know of any other nationally syndicated radio talk shows where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number 603-283-6160 is the number you need if you want to join us. In the studio, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
We've been talking about this article from TheBlaze.com about how New Hampshire seems to be leading the way in legislation prohibiting the overreach of governments that we saw time and time again with regards to COVID, the lockdowns and the masking and the mandates and all the ludicrous stuff that happened. And apparently New Hampshire is doing something about it, whereas other states, even if they are, you know, completely controlled by, you know, non-democratic representatives, have yet to do anything. That's really the gist of this. So we talk more about that or whatever's on your mind. First, let's go to David in Kansas. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. Love the show as always.
Thanks.
Listening to you on the great KINA. There's the plug for the local radio channel.
Perfect. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I just kind of want to add into all the mandate stuff and this letter that y'all are talking about, because what I find interesting is you got people of the government making laws prohibiting them from making more law.
it's interesting. I don't want to say fight fire with fire, because that's not really what it is, but it's almost as if using the animal to attack itself. I don't know if that's the right metaphor.
Yeah, so why even have to make laws anyway and just follow laws that are on the books and not have government overreach in the first place? That's where we come across with voting has consequences.
Well, yeah. Well, the most difficult thing.
But, of course, also not voting is a statement, because you don't want to pick from a giant douche and a fur sandwich. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. I'm choosing not to vote for evil at all.
I'm with you on that when it comes to, like, presidential elections and that type of thing.
Yeah.
There is something to be said about voting, like, locally within your community, specifically if you have a small community. If you live in a big city,
well, yes,
it's almost impossible for your vote to, like, do anything or mean anything. But in a smaller community, you can at least be the guy who stands up and is vocal at opposing these things, even though it goes against it. And you bring up an interesting point, because it is almost impossible to hold, and I don't know anybody who has, to hold these politicians accountable for what they've done, even though there are laws that already exist that prohibit all of this in some way, shape, or form. It is impossible to hold them accountable for what they do in almost every way, shape, or form.
Right. And see, my thing is living in Kansas, Kansas used to be a very free state.
Mm-hmm.
A very free state. I mean, you take on the Kansas-Nebraska Act and what people in Kansas thought about slavery. I mean, we were the start of the Civil War because we stood so firmly against it. You look at Brown v. Board. But then all of a sudden we started voting in these fascist Republicans, and then we get fascist Democrats to follow them right up, and we're just seesawing back and forth. Our current governor ended our mask mandate. Why? Because she's up for re-election. It has nothing to do with the quote-unquote science, because you know what? She went against our Board of Health non-elected bureaucrat, and he quit. Because she told him, hey, I'm facing re-election. It has absolutely nothing to do with science. It has absolutely nothing to do with science. It all has to do with control. And my concern is to me, I view all of these mandates as contradictory to the Fourth and Fifth Amendment.
Indeed.
I mean, you have the right to illegal search and seizures. That includes your medical records. And you have the right to remain silent. You don't have to tell the state anything.
Yeah, in theory, that would be nice. And we were kind of seeing this with some of the vaccine mandates in other cities, like in Boston and in New York City. They started rolling them back. And at first I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, cool. Maybe people are starting to wake up. And then once you realize, nope, it's we're coming up on election season.
Yeah, yep, it's midterms. Here we go. Lots of governors and lots of city council members, and they're all up for reelection.
During the height of the masking madness, there was a demonstration put on by some people here, actually in the town that we're based out of, where people without masks decided to go to a grocery store that was otherwise violating people's rights when it came to masking and that type of a thing, not allowing them to shop and that kind of a thing when they had medical disabilities and that type of thing. So there was I showed a friend of mine in Seattle some footage of that. Right? And his response was something like, bro, you'd get straight up lynched if you tried that here in Seattle. He's like, I mean, it is crazy. And I'm like, I believe you, dude.
It is. I have a contemporary of mine who we work in the same industry, and he is moving from Seattle to Kansas to escape it.
Yeah. I mean, I did. I came here from Seattle. I was in Seattle for 22 years. I played guitar
yeah.
and in a bunch of heavy metal bands and that kind of thing. I started my parody work when I was there. And I actually tried to come here 5 years before I did, and I failed. I hit some black ice and, lost a whole bunch of stuff in the attempted move. So I had to kind of crawl back where I had a support system, and then it took me 5 years to regroup and actually move out here. But, man, did I get here in the nick of time, because I mean, I'm just going along, living my life, and here comes the COVID, man. And I am so, I don't know what I would have done. I would have sold all my stuff and moved anyway to somewhere. So I support that fully. And hopefully you and your friend see eye to eye, your contemporary.
Oh, we do. You know what? We're just trading in one war for another.
Yeah.
War on COVID to now war on Russia, war on China.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
I
it's
agree.
Ridiculous.
Hey, thanks for the
thanks
call tonight.
Thanks for everything.
Yep, we appreciate it. It is really sad that the level of distraction that can be had by people being propagandized through television, that people can so quickly forget about anything,
yeah.
really. Anything. My flabber is gassed. I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it, because it disturbs me on a very personal level that 15 minutes later, it's gone. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. David in New Mexico, please give a call back. It looks like we lost you. 603-283-6160 is the number, or anybody else if you want to call. Final segment. Nope. We still got two more segments to go here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will know and report if China secretly offers support to Russia to help President Putin carry out his invasion of Ukraine.
If they are going to be part of Putin and his barbaric conduct in Ukraine, he's going to run the risk of discrediting his own nation.
appearing on ABC's This Week, the Illinois Democrats saying the U.S. will know if that's the case and report it. Russia claims it has deployed hypersonic missiles in its attacks against Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin weighs in on the usage of such a weapon and what he thinks it really means regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin's apparent strategy.
I would not see it as a game changer.
President Biden set to leave Washington, D.C. Wednesday to take part in a NATO summit in Brussels. USA Radio News. A new study is out regarding your COVID-19 booster shot.
A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found 3 doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. 2 doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
China wants to see a ceasefire and peace talks in Ukraine. That's according to the Chinese ambassador to the United States. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Qin Zhang saying that China is sending humanitarian aid to Ukraine, but no weapons. However, he refused to condemn the Russian invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. Welcome back. Thank you for listening and tuning in. It is the Sunday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with myself, the captain.
And Nikki.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual Fork Fest over at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out last year. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no one in charge and there's no cost. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th, through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Forkfest.party. Come party with the captain.
It's going to be forking awesome.
I'm going to have a fork and good time. That's what I'm going to do. I am attending
fork, yeah.
I am attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival as
Me
well.
Me too.
For my first time. I didn't go the first year I was here. I had a job, and it was hard for me to ask for the time off, and
yeah.
I wanted to go. And I could. Everybody already had requested the time off. It's you know, sort of near the 4th of July summer vacation stuff. So I couldn't get in on that. And then last year, there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on, and I just really could only, I had to choose one, so I chose to go to Forkfest again because I had such a good time the year before. I was like, I don't want to give that up. So, but I am going to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival for my first time this year.
Nice.
So, yeah, come hang out. Say hello. If you see the bald guy with the goatee, introduce yourself. Last year, I had, like, a couple people at Forkfest be like, hey, you're the captain, aren't you? I'm like,
that's always so fun. Yeah. And sometimes,
can I take,
like,
can I take a selfie? I'm like, sure. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe they're feds. Who knows? It's hard to tell. But, yeah, certainly we will see you at Forkfest. All right. Let's just go right away to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Forking A, man.
What the fork's going on? What's on your fork in mind?
Oh, you had a forking call at the beginning of your program, and you kind of been alluding to it, or talking about various things, government, CPS, forced vax, et cetera, et cetera. But your call at the beginning of the program, you had a guy call in.
Hang on, David. I just want to, like, my psychic powers are kicking in. And I have a,
Monica Zamora.
I have a feeling that you're going
Monica
to say,
Zamora.
M. Monica Zamora. What's the other one?
John J. Romero,
John
Jr.
John J. Romero Jr. And then trafficking.
Child trafficking. Court of Appeals.
Court of Appeals. I missed that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
Theoretically, it goes something like, yeah, M. Monica Zamora was proven guilty in the New Mexico Court of Appeals by me. In a unanimous decision against M. Monica Zamora, saying that she illegally trafficked my children, and then John J. Romero Jr. Refused to follow the letter in the spirit of the mandate back to him in the children's court, and I've never seen my children again. So it's something like that. But yeah,
I do have a question for you though regarding M. Monica Zamora. Do you know what the M in M. Monica Zamora stands for?
Other than moronic, I don't have any guess. I'd have to do some research.
Okay, all right. I'll just leave that to you. I'll leave that, you know, plant that little seed in your head for, like, what does that M stand for?
I will dig into that. So you had, that caller you had, and you that opened up that, and you were talking about the false allegations angle of it. And in retrospect, I see how I got set up, and it's actually kind of entertaining to see how they did this whole thing. So I wanted to lay out a few of the steps so that other people can look for them if they're so involved.
Show us the signs, David. Show us the signs.
So it's incrementalism is what it is, which is also AKA moving the goalpost that has you jumping through this hoop and then that hoop and then the other hoop and they keep moving the goalpost, and that's incrementalism. So what, you know, it started out as a normal separation, divorce, split up with children. So she wanted to leave, and okay, so we're split up. She leaves, and we're passing kids back and forth. And then, of course, I don't do everything that she tells me because she wants to tell me everything to do, and I start standing up for my own rights a little bit. And then I get served one day with papers from the courthouse because what she did is she went down and filed a custody case where we were doing without a custody case.
Right.
And since she's the one that paid the $137, that's a key thing. She's the one that filed and paid the money. She's the one that received the generic temporary domestic order, which gave her complete control of the children until you get into court, which is typically 2 or 3 months later. So that gives you 2 or 3 months of complete control the children, and then what you do is you get yourself an attorney, and the attorney starts plotting different things you can do. And one of the things that they can do, and they did to me, is they don't allow you to exchange children as adults anymore. You have to exchange children through a supervised service. And so we were doing that for a while. And a supervised service, there you're constantly being monitored, spied on, examined, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
And then one day I was told, oh, no more supervised exchanges. Mrs. is only agreeing to supervised visitation. And no reason is given whatsoever because none is needed because the temporary domestic order gives Mrs., or the one that filed, complete control of everything until you get before a judge. And so now I'm on supervised visitation after not doing anything wrong. There was nothing alleged. And then in the supervised visitation, they have a monitor that their job is to not let you be out of their sight. They can't take their eyes off of you. They have to write notes continuously as to what is going on, even if it's not bad. They write continuously while staring at you. And if you move across the room, they follow you because they have to remain within 15 feet of you while you're visiting your children. And they have a one-way mirror on the wall, and they have cameras in all the corners. And then what the lawyer does is gets a hold of those notes, and they find anything negative written in those notes, and they use that against you. And in my case, there were no allegations of crime necessary. Nobody ever made any allegation of any criminal activity. What they did instead was insinuate in a letter that they wrote directly to the judge after calling the judge, Angela Jewell, directly on the telephone and having an ex parte conversation outside of my presence, outside of the courtroom. Yep. They had a conversation followed by a letter with Judge Angela Jewell and made this insinuation and that insinuation and the other insinuation. And then Judge Angela Jewell illegally used those insinuations and said, guess what, Mr. Olson? We have all these insinuations. I'm going to order that you go to a therapist and to a forensic psychologist and so that they can examine you. And then guess what happens there?
That's it, right? I mean, you go and they get whatever results they want, but then they take your kids away and you're SOL.
Yeah, but when you go to get examined by a forensic psychologist, then they do all kinds of
what the heck is a forensic psychologist anyway?
That's where they have you take like the MMPI battery test, whatever it is. It takes like 12 hours of answering stupid questions, pencil and paper, reading, and then they have you do some other. They do a bunch of different weird psychological tests, and then they take the mumbo jumbo test, and they magically look in their crystal ball and deduce from all of this mumbo jumbo, oh, there's this issue and there's that issue. You need to go to see this therapist.
Yeah.
And they keep adding another thing to do.
They made you do the monkey dance. This is something that I refer to all the time to people who are involved with things, you know, regarding government and the state and whatever. And it's like, oh, I gotta go do this thing, but before I can go do that, I have to dance like a monkey, right? And this is what the state does to you. It makes you do the monkey dance. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it never ends. It literally never ends because we're at 14 years. It never ends unless you pay. If you pay the big money to a lawyer, tens of thousands of dollars, then you can make it end.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. Good luck with your situation. 603-283-6160. Has the government made you dance like a monkey? They've made me do it. I hate it when they do. What I have done it particularly like, oh, I don't know, at the DMV.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
It's one of my least favorites. More free.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's when we broadcast. If you want to call and be on the radio, talk about whatever's on your mind, get your thoughts out, you can do so between 7 and 10 p.m. 7 days a week Eastern Time here on Free Talk Live.
And we won't make you do the monkey dance.
I mean, maybe. It's host discretion. But
depends who you are.
Generally speaking, no. No monkey dance will be required. in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Nikki.
I want to take just a second. Just a second. To say thank you to Alex Genop. Alex Genop is a silver level amplifier. And that means he gives $5 a month to Free Talk Live over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS is an acronym. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you enjoy listening to this radio program, you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the perspective of freedom and liberty that we bring, and peace, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com and help get this program onto more great radio stations nationwide, and also increase our broadcast on things like satellite and our reach over the internet and that type of a thing. If you enjoy this program, please consider helping us out over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Alex G. Knopp. You are appreciated. All right, so we don't have time to really dive into this other bit. So instead, here's a thing that I actually wanted to cover last night. We didn't get to it, and I want to make sure we got to it tonight. This is from, there were several sources on this. I just happened to grab resistthemainstream.org as a source. This is Alabama. So if any of y'all ever been to Alabama, you recognize this accent. That's about as accurate as an Alabama accent as I think anybody can get. But Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill to eliminate permit requirement for carrying pistols, i.e., Alabama has adopted constitutional carry.
Woo!
And that's a pretty big deal. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey on Thursday signed a constitutional carry law or bill into law that allows permitless, no permit required, concealed carry in the Yellowhammer state.
Oh, so that doesn't include open carry? I thought constitutional carry was you don't need a permit and you can, like, concealed carry and open carry.
I'm going to guess from the tone that open carry was already allowed.
Okay, because I know some states are weird about it. Like, in Massachusetts, for example, like, open carry is, like, a pretty big no-no most of the time, but you can conceal, which to me doesn't make sense because wouldn't that be, like, more dangerous if you're, you know, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
It's more just, like, I don't want to scare people. It's just weird. It doesn't make sense to me.
As horrible as the Seattle area is, as far as it being way leaning left, Washington State's open carry still on the books. You need a permit for concealed, but, I mean, nobody in Seattle does it. You have to go east of Seattle or north and south, barely. There are some areas in there. But if you go east of the Seattle area, on the other side of the mountains, or as I like to call it, the Midwest, it's almost like two different countries, really. The cultures are, like, severely different.
But that's
right? Generally
how it is, like, cities versus rural areas.
Yeah. I mean, Spokane is a pretty big city, and it's on the other side, but it is definitely far more, we'll say, red, you know, than Seattle, you know, being blue. Am I getting those colors right? Red is Republican, blue, whatever. I don't care what gang colors you wear. Just be a decent person.
Red Bloods versus Crips.
Yeah. I should start reversing. Right. If I could keep the colors straight.
I know.
Alabama House Bill 272, also known as the Constitutional Carry Bill, eliminates certain restrictions on concealed carry of pistols and transporting a handgun in a private vehicle. The bill also established a $5 million fund to offset the revenue loss of local governments.
What does that mean? Oh, because they won't be paying for the permit?
Oh.
What?
They didn't take in $5 million a year in permit fees.
I hope they didn't.
If they did, that's quite a racket. The bill is sponsored by State Rep. Shane Stringer. There's got to be a joke in there somewhere. And co-sponsored by 36 other Republicans in the State House. The new law will go into effect January 1st. They got to wait till January 1st. It's March.
Pathetic.
It's mid-March. They got to wait till it doesn't go into effect immediately. Why wait? Why? What's the point of waiting? Anyway, it'll go into effect January 1st when Alabama will become the 22nd constitutional carry state. Ivey regarded the signing of the law as an act to defend Second Amendment rights, unlike states who are doing everything in their power to make it harder for law-abiding citizens. Alabama is reaffirming our commitment to defending our Second Amendment rights. She said in a statement, I have always stood up for the rights of law-abiding, you know, whatever. She's a politician. She's lying.
Somebody throw a tomato.
Or a shoe. Maybe a tomato with a shoe in it. A shoe with a tomato in it. Yeah, there we go.
That's a good one.
Tomato shoes. Shoes made of tomatoes. Supporters of the bill said it will help citizens protect themselves. Duh. As law enforcement is being defunded and criminals aren't being prosecuted, is law enforcement being defunded? I haven't seen any evidence of that. Are criminals not being prosecuted? Well, that's the fault of, well, you, the politician here I'm speaking of. It's more important than ever that law-abiding Americans' right to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their homes is fully recognized, NRA Alabama State Director Art Tom said in a statement. Art Tom, never trust a man with two first names. Art Tom. Law enforcement agencies hold differentiated views on that new law, the Alabama Political Reporter reported. Somebody wrote that sentence. The Alabama Political Reporter reported. Anyway, congrats, I guess, to Alabama. You know, you've got a right back that you didn't have before. It only took somebody writing words down on a piece of paper for it to happen. So congratulations. Also, because Richie Rich isn't here, I did want to go over this one briefly. This is from Futurism.com. Amateur rocket builders planning to launch astronaut into space.
Sounds legit. Wait, is this, let me guess. Bill Gates and Elon Musk?
For those of you who have seen the movie Better Off Dead, it's a 1980, 81 classic film where John Cusack plays the lead, but he has a younger brother who they sort of, like, as a hidden subplot, they sort of reveal that this little kid is doing things. He orders some sort of, you know, technical guide. He orders a book on how to pick up trashy women. And then his brother, like, walks into his room one day, and there he is with some trashy women, like, having a cocktail party. He just closes the door and leaves. Anyway, towards the end of the movie, you hear this rumbling, and you hear a rocket, and it, like, busts through, like, the top roof of the garage of their house. So this kid, while the rest of the movie was going on, had been building his own, like, space shuttle-looking thing and decided to, you know, take off. And so he was having the cocktail party with the trashy women as sort of his last hurrah before he takes off to go to outer space.
Attaboy.
That's what this headline brought to mind as soon as I read it. Amateur rocket builders planning to launch astronaut into space. Space travel isn't just for billionaires anymore. Most days, Mad Stenfat is a mild-mannered pricing manager who spends his time crunching numbers on Excel spreadsheets. In his off time, though, he's trying to launch himself and his friends into space. He's one of around 50 volunteers at Copenhagen Suborbitals, the group of amateur rocketeers in Denmark who are trying to launch a person into suborbit on a homemade rocket, and they're doing it on a shoestring budget. I feel like, okay, we'll just continue. We do it because it's hard, Stenfat told Futurism. Once you're in it, you start to realize also that the fun part is not getting to the goal. The fun part is constantly working on challenges that are so ridiculously difficult. The ragtag group of amateurs are brought together by their love of rocketry and their singular goal of yeeting a person into space.
I love how they put it like that.
I shall yeet you into space.
Sounds legit.
You know... I wonder what it would take for these guys to consider yeeting people of specific professions, like, well, I don't know, the public sector, for example.
We don't need a rocket ship for that. We just need a giant slingshot.
Yeet away. Yes. What they lack in funding and resources, they more than make up for in tenacity, inventiveness, and sheer force of will. Best of luck to you guys. I hope your rocketeering, I hope your yeeting goes well.
Yeet on.
We're out of time. Happy birthday, Nikki. Thank you to all of our listeners. And peace.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.